Hello everyone and welcome to episode 21 of the PA Geek podcast, and as always it's an absolute pleasure to have you tuned in to the episode. I know it's something that I absolutely love doing, as I mention every single episode, but I want to make that really clear because, I mean, without the people listening, I'm never going to take the time and energy to actually put these together, but I know how valuable podcasts are as that way to sort of catch up, do some professional learning, learn about new ideas and so on while you're doing something else. And that's incredibly valuable in our busy lives. So I'm really glad that you find the time to be able to stick me in your headphones, and hopefully you can learn something new each and every episode. Now, in today's episode, we're going to be diving into sort of like part two of a five-part series. And basically, we're looking at different ways that you can motivate things that you do in your PE classes regularly. Now, in the last episode, episode 20, we dived into looking at dance and how dance could be, how tech could be used in dance units to sort of increase its engagement and maybe make your teaching of that even more powerful. And we're going to continue with that theme about looking at engagement and activities we do. And we're going to focus on running and exercise today. So obviously running is part of quite a lot of things that we do, but not necessarily enjoyed by all. So what opportunities do we have to sort of increase and use tech in a way that might spark their engagement and take it in a whole different dimension? At the same time, we'll also look at exercise and different activities that you can do that definitely try and pique people's interest. And whether you're using that at the start of a session or just in the middle of a session to try and be that hook for the engagement is completely up to you. But without a doubt, through my experiences, even just using these as that initial bridge in the start of a lesson absolutely sets that tone that this unit and this activities that we're doing are all about engagement. Now, before we dive into the content, I want to point out that this year, we're going to be completing a world tour. And in order to do this, I'm actually taking 6 months leave from my job. I will be returning to teach after that, but this 6 month period will give me a chance to get through and run workshops in the United States, Canada, in Europe. We're pretty much hitting up all of the European countries, and then we're going to come through Africa on the way back to Australia. It is going to take 6 months, and if you want to see where I'm headed and maybe come and join me at a workshop, you can join now at thepeergeek.com/events, and you'll go to a page where you can see where I'm currently booked in to run workshops at. If you don't like the look of any of those locations and you think, well, you know, why not come to my location, send me an email, because I'd be absolutely happy to try and slot in a workshop in your city or major area, because I know for a fact that there would be other PE teachers that would be interested in coming and joining at that particular spot. So go over and head to that link and see if you can find a spot where we can connect. Now, other than that, looking forward to getting into today's episode. So sit back and let's explore. Now, in 2011, I did something very different, and I signed up for a fun run. Now, this particular fun run was unlike anything I had done in the past. It was about three or four times longer than any continuous run I had ever made or had ever done in my adult life, that is. And it was around about 14 kilometers long, and it's a big event where over 20,000 people participate. But I had about 10 weeks to get up to that sort of distance and to be able to do it comfortably, because the last thing I wanted to do was to struggle at it. I mean, I wanted to enjoy it. I knew for a fact that because I was running with so many people, I'd probably try and run faster than I ever normally would, and I would need a lot of fitness to be able to cope with the speeds that I was probably going to be running at, just because of the excitement and the adrenaline. So, you know, I had to basically start stepping up my training. And, you know, at this particular stage, I downloaded an app which was called 5 to 10K, the app. And basically the premise was that after you had conquered the ability to run 5 kilometers continuously, it would gradually build you up day by day to running 10 kilometers. And the thing that I really loved about it is that it was this real gamified type experience. I mean, I knew for a fact now that every day I had a consistent goal, and that goal was a little bit further and a little bit more intense than the previous day. And when you finished that particular activity, which guided you through the activity with your headphones and so on, you basically were running 10 kilometers continuously. Now, obviously, I knew for a fact that that wasn't going to get me to my 14 kilometers, but this whole gamified approach and the way that it created this this sort of like a video game experience made it really enjoyable. And it actually meant that it was broken up into these incremental goals that I could absolutely achieve. Now, in the same way, if you are sitting here right now and you've maybe got students that could think of nothing worse than going for a run, or maybe you're in that same boat, you can try this with the C2 10K app or the C2 5K app. And what that C stands for is the couch. And in the same manner, you can go from doing absolutely nothing to being able to run a continuous 5 kilometers or a continuous 10 kilometers. And as I said, it breaks it down into this gamified style that is really rewardable. I mean, what is the exciting thing about video games? I mean, video games are so addictive because they build on the feedback that you receive, and they make it, they integrate really well into goals and achievement. And I mean, that is really rewarding when you make that something that happens in exercise. On the flip side of this, I mean, the other thing that I did to motivate my performance in this particular activity was to use an app called Endomondo. And every year, my year 12 students, they do a training program which lasts for many weeks. And as part of that, they need to actually record their activity is sort of evidence that they've been doing it. They design a training program and then they have to go and actually participate in it, and they reflect on it and they have to document it. And as part of that, to encourage them, we've been using an app called Endomondo. Now, Endomondo is very similar to Runkeeper, if you've ever heard of that. Basically, you put your phone in your pocket. I mean, you can't do it with an iPad because you just simply can't run with an iPad. You put it in your pocket, Android or an iPhone or a Windows phone, and off you go for a run. And it uses the GPS to track how far you're running and how fast you're running. And it gives you verbal cues into your headphones as you do all that, which makes it really engaging and interactive. As you know, every 5 minutes you're getting an alert coming in through your headphones mixed up with the music, telling you how far you've gone and any other sort of metrics that you choose to have passed on. Now, I use Endomondo myself whenever I'm running because I find it really, really rewarding to get back from a run or any sort of activity and be able to see how far I went, the elevation changes, and be able to see on a map very clearly where I was and how fast I was running at those particular points. Now, if you have a heart rate monitor, like a Polar H7 heart rate monitor, like I have mentioned before in the past, you can compare or actually add in that heart rate data to your GPS trails, giving you this really powerful ability to showcase your performance. And seeing your performance is so motivational. I mean, I remember the first time I ever saw a video of me participating in a 400-meter run. Well, what did I want to do? I wanted to do more of it. So any sort of tool that captures your performance and allows you to share it and showcase it and is sort of like a community experience, which is what these apps are, is really great. I mean, in the same token as Endomondo and Runkeeper, there's also the Nike Plus apps, which are like a whole community of people who are running and competing against one another. And I mean, that sort of motivation does flow into this activity for sure, and is absolutely the same with your students. Just that ability to tap into their social networks and post their runs to social networks and have their friends encourage and support them, even while they're running. I mean, some of those apps I mentioned, as soon as you start to run, people can actually cheer you on and you get that verbal feedback happening while you're running. I mean, that's really powerful stuff for improving your motivation related to running. Now, a couple of websites that you can use to motivate physical activity, in particular running, is firstly my website that I created exactly for this, known as Active Globe. And you can visit it at activeglobe.net. Now, the way it works is it's designed to motivate student physical activity. So you set up a class, each student in your class gets sent an email account, and they can log in. And when they log in, they basically set their own goal. And that goal is on an actual world map. So let's say, for example, they wanted to run from Los Angeles to Chicago. They could pinpoint the starting destination, the starting location, and the finishing destination on the map. It would use Google Maps to tell them exactly how far that was, and then all they would have to do is actually start running. And when they finish their run, log into the website, they can manually log how far that activity's been. Or alternatively, they can connect their account to a Runkeeper account, like we mentioned before, or Fitbit, etc., and have that data automatically synced, which is really cool. So it's been designed to have students motivated about movement, and the way it's been sort of received by people who are using it in schools has been that it has done exactly that. All up, we've got around 20,000 users across the globe, and if we combine all of the distance that they've sort of tracked together, we have ventured around the planet up to 10 times. I think we're about to hit our 10th trip around the planet now, which is really exciting. So you can get started and learn more about Active Globe at activeglobe.net. And in the same vein, if you're looking for a website to sort of make yourself accountable, or maybe your students or anything like that when it comes to running, you can use a website called beminder.com. And the whole idea is that the website tries to fight irrationality with irrationality. And what it means is you set a goal, and the goal doesn't just have to be exercise. It could be sort of productivity style goals. It could be anything you like. And basically, you say, you know, every day I'm going to go for a, and you put in a, you know, 2 kilometer run, for example. And you then say that if you miss a particular day, it will actually debit your account. And what you end up actually doing is losing money every time you don't reach whatever it is that you say you're going to reach. And let's say if you chose running, for example, you were training for an event or you're trying to do something to motivate student achievement. Imagine setting up this where that if you didn't meet that distance-based goal or that duration-based goal of physical activity every day, you got debited. And, I mean, you actually physically lost money. It debited your PayPal account, and the only way to stop that was to actually do the activity. Now, I know what you're thinking. You're probably thinking, well, why don't I just go in there and say that I did it? Well, the best part is that it connects with a myriad of devices which report this information. So it connects with Runkeeper and reports that information to Beeminder that you've actually done it. If you've got a Fitbit, it'll report it from Fitbit. If the whole goal that you set up is weight loss, then your Fitbit Aria scales will report that information to Beeminder. And then if you're not meeting your goal, you lose the money that you set up on the contract to yourself. So really exciting stuff. I mean, that whole notion of being charged when you don't adhere to something that you've set up is pretty cool. Now, sure, I mean, why would you go ahead and do that if the whole idea is to lose money? Well, hopefully the motivation to actually do it is far more powerful than not doing it. So certainly something I'd be looking to set up myself moving into the new year. As I mentioned, fitness and training, you can do it for that. It can be for health reasons. It can be for productivity, finance, or learning. You set the goal and it will pay $5 or deduct $5 from you every time that you go outside of those conditions. So really powerful sort of reward and behavior system, and something that I would certainly like to hear about what people might choose to do. I mean, reading about it, I know a lot of people are doing it for sort of a month and using that sort of incentive of losing money to sort of become that switch to make sure they actually go out and do the actual activity. Now, another app that you might like to explore to motivate running is something that I've recently discovered called Kilo Run. And it's all one word, and basically it is described as an interactive music game for runners. What happens is you put the device in your pocket, you start the app, and you get measured on how fast you're running and whether or not your workout matches the music beats. So for example, you run in sync with the time of, or the beats per minute of the music, and it matches your pace to the music. Of course, as you do that, you get points, and over time, the music becomes more up-tempo, and you have to work harder to match the music that you're running at. Now, if you can imagine how fun that would be as you're exercising, then you've certainly got the idea of why this has been really successful. So, you know, the fitter you get, the faster the music plays, the faster you have to work to match that beat. And if you're not matching the beat, then you lose points and you go down levels, and it becomes this whole gamified experience again that definitely pushes the boundaries of motivation. Now, aside from motivating running, there is some amazing resources out there to help you motivate just plain exercise and sort of workouts and so on. And I mean, we could do episodes for days looking at these, but a couple of my favorites in recent months are Superhero Workout. And Superhero Workout is by the same team that designed Zombies Run, which I've spoken about and blogged about numerous times. It's that adventure where you put your headphones in, go for a run, and you get simulated in a post-apocalyptic world where you're getting chased by a zombie infestation. It's actually terrifying. And they've gone and released a new game called Superhero Workout. And the basic premise is that you sit your iPad down and face it towards you, and you are now in space, and you're trying to become this superhero on this story that you're progressing through. And what you basically have to do to power the spacesuit that you're wearing is participate in a whole host of exercises, and those exercises are actually tracked by the front-facing camera on your iPad. So as you're doing push-ups, the iPad tracks your repetitions and you progress through the story, and you progress through the series, which is broken up into, you know, all these different episodes that you can complete. Each episode's about sort of 15 minutes to 20 minutes long, and they are actually really rewarding. So we've been doing them with our year 5 and 6s as warm-ups, and as we do that, we're actually sort of really engaging them in something that we, you know, could do without the technology, but we're actually getting this whole different level of engagement because there's this story that's going with it, and each week they come back in and they're continuing along with the story, and it's made very rewarding. Now, in the same token, if you've got cardio machines like exercise bikes and treadmills and ellipticals, then I really recommend checking out the app called BitGym. Now, BitGym is by the team that has released an algorithm that enables you to exercise, and it tracks and turns that exercise on an exercise bike or a treadmill into actual gameplay movement. It's really impressive tech. So imagine sitting on a treadmill, you've got your iPad up on the screen, up on the treadmill, it's looking at you. As you start to run, it tracks your movement and turns it into actual gameplay movement. Now, that's basically the premise of BitGym, except what you're actually moving in the game is the screen, and you're moving through real world scenery. So for example, let's imagine that you're at, you know, you're just in your gym class and you've got a treadmill and you're looking at a wall normally. Well, now you're not. You're actually looking at a real world scenery, and you're moving through that scenery and making it a little bit more enjoyable. You've gone from looking at a wall to actually looking at scenery that's moving in time and pace with your own activity. So if you stop, then the game stops. And when you start to run slow, then the movement through the actual scenery slows down. There's a whole host of different sceneries that you can get access to in the app. And it certainly makes for that sort of exercise bike or cycling sort of treadmill elliptical stuff. It makes it a little bit more exciting. Now, on the same vein, something that has just found its place into my PE Geek workshops is an app called Dungeon Quest Runner. And basically the same idea, front-facing camera. You go through a story and you have to basically work your way through the story by doing exercise and activities. So, you know, punching, do some punches, running on the spot, etc. And that moves your character in the game to interact with whatever it is that's happening in the game. So as you approach a bad guy, you know, you have to do some punches, and that kills the bad guy in the game, and then you progress a little bit further along in the story. So a lot of fun, you know, a way to gamify a lot of those things that we've been talking about. But I mean, that's the whole idea. They're not necessarily designed to replace the actual activity. They're designed to fuel the initial engagement and then possibly be used for that long-term sort of engagement in that area. Now, that's all we've got time for in today's episode. So hopefully you've found one or two things that you can go and explore and find out a little bit more about. But in the next episode, we're going to be looking at another area of physical activity, and in particular in PE, and how we can use tech to increase motivation in that particular regard. Until next time, if you have any questions, you know where to go. Go to thepeergeek.com/voicemail and leave me a voicemail of any question you may have, and I'll be more than happy to answer it in a future podcast episode. All right. Thank you and goodbye.